Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, two professors of political science, Eric Herzig and Fred Locken, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great show lined up for you today. Get a lot of good opinions here with two professors of political science. Eric Herzig heads up the political science department at UNR, and Fred Locken heads up a lot of different things at TMCC. Let's start out with CD3. Susie Lee is the current occupant that was built as a swing seat and has been. It seems like a lot of people are already got their eye on that seat. How strong a position does she have at this point in time as a freshman congresswoman?
I think you, not seeing who's going to emerge, I would say she's the favorite, I think.
Big favorite or just favorite?
Well, that I can't say, depending on how the district unfolds. I'm starting to buy into Fred's narrative that the state is becoming increasingly blue, and so that swing district, all things being equal, also female vote, way 2020 may shape up, I would say she's the favorite.
Fred?
I would agree. I'm very surprised that we're...
Well, of course he just agreed with you. Now, you can't disagree with him because he'd be just... No, I'm
we're
just kidding.
We're a team.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make that point. But I've never seen the voter registration so in favor of the Democrats this early. They never went under 100,000 edge. And that usually is a big slip back after any election. So they are already positioning themselves. If they get the same ground game going, I think they're going to perform very well in all of the districts in Clark County.
Can I add one thing, too?
Of course.
The Republicans also are, once again, in disarray. I mean, you've got this whole initiative, and I don't know how much weight you can give, say, Ron Connect and Bob Beers, but they've now split. After Michael McDonald, you've got the Trumpeteers, you've got the Ron Paul people still around, and it just, you could have too many candidates on the fractured Republican Party.
And Susie Lee at this point in time, I don't think has been outlandishly either not showing up or being controversial. I mean, I think there was a question about her background coming into the role, but you know, I think she's doing what was expected of her in her first term.
And the word about her, is more philanthropist than wife of wealthy gaming executive.
neither one of those is a bad attribute to have if you're a candidate.
Right. But I mean, for example, you know, over the years, people in gaming have talked about running for governor and have stepped back from doing that because they were concerned that the image of a gaming person as governor would not be a good thing in the race.
I think we're well past that in terms of image and candidates and who serves.
Okay, so then let's talk about Stephen Horsfoot. It's been interesting to watch him. Second time around in Congress, maintains seniority, has seemed to have taken almost a leadership role almost immediately.
And that I think it, I was going to use the term that there seems to have been a maturation process that's gone on with him. The first round.
Heart attacks will do that to
that
you.
Will do that
heart
to
surgery
you.
Will do that to you.
There you go. Speak from wisdom, I'm sure.
Yeah, experience.
But the first round, obviously, I don't know that he had all that much stake in it. It felt like he'd been talked into doing it. This time around, I sense he really wanted it, and you can see the difference. I think he's really stepping up. He's showing his strengths in this process, and I think he's emerging as kind of the key Democrat in the South for other activities. I mean, this is someone who's on the move in the party as far as I'm concerned.
When you say other activities?
Well, from the House, it's not uncommon to go into the governorship or possibly elsewhere, right? Democrat at this point in time is blocked at the Senate, but there may be, I don't know if he'd be interested in trying to move into that role of state leadership or not. But he also, I think, in a Democratic administration, if 2020 were to go well for them, he's a name that would bubble up already, even though he's in the House, I think.
It's interesting to see somebody who gets out of politics and goes into what appears to be a high-paying job. His company had MGM as a client. Then a portion of the company was sold off back to R&R Advertising. He could have been on a really big money-making trend and chose instead to step back to Congress. What does that say to you?
He's got the political bug. I'm not overwhelmingly surprised at that. People go in and out of these positions. I like the phrase the maturation process. I think Stephen Horsford ran for CD4 because, well, I was supposed to run for CD4. He was very ambitious in his last session in the state legislature. I mean, it was almost like he was criticized, I think justly so, for it's like he was promoting himself as much as anything else going on in the legislature. Came in, then got a humbling in that very odd election in his second term. And so worked outside of government. Yeah, he is better for it. Health issues too, I guess.
Right, to say the least. Let's take a look at our governor. The governor's report so far.
Well, I think that the legislative session was really mixed. And some things, the Democrats, I gave them a grade of, I think, a C+. Sheila Leslie gave a B-, so we're pretty good.
Of course, you are a Republican.
I'm a Republican.
And she's a strong
Democrat. Strong
Democrat,
and I'm just going, hey, we're seeing the same thing. I think if I look at the legislative session, I think he did a good job for an incoming governor. I mean, if you think back to Brian Sandoval's first legislative session, that was a disaster. He was dealing with a budget problem that Sisolak didn't have to. The Democrats, some fissures in the Democratic Party certainly showed up as well. And I think we were on this show when the first, what's going to be the biggest problem for the Democrats? And then it's like holding it together in the legislature, because you did have a progressive wing, you had, and I guess the more traditional Democrats, and Chasen Frierson, I think, did a pretty good job. And then when the leadership in the Senate changed, that was a sea change, particularly on the crime bill.
Right.
Okay. When now you have a prosecutor. And so Sisolak basically rode herd on that. There were some things that he had talked about promising in his campaign that he didn't deliver on. I thought he was, I would mark him down, say, on campaign finance reform, where it was like, well, send me a bill and I'll sign it. Well, wait a minute, you're supposed to provide some leadership here. All in all, I think he's off to a good maybe not great start, but it's too early to really say, oh, he's defined the position or even where he's going.
Well, and it's interesting too, because a lot of people don't realize that you inherit the budget. I mean,
yes.
You know, you get to make very few changes between the time that the election cycle is done and you are, you know, now the governor. So, you know, that first term is somewhat limited in that sense.
But he more than inherited, he embraced it. His state of the state.
Well, the fact that he said it was continuing the term of Sandoval yes. was kind of interesting.
Yes, I mean, that was kind of unprecedented. I would be more optimistic about the performance of the first session for him. I think that the legislative agenda moved. They addressed a number of the problems from 2015. It was a potentially more raucous caucus, and they kept it together. Only three vetoes suggest that, you know, they were able to kill things in committee that they really wanted to. I think the biggest concern with the governor so far is, where is he? He doesn't. It's a stealthy governorship, in my view.
What does that mean?
Well, I think previous governors, starting with Kenny Gwynn, were just phenomenally more present. They used media more effectively. Governor Sisolak may be a busy beaver every day, but we just don't see the kind of coverage that we would be drawing attention to the administration, to his priorities. We go for long stretches of not knowing, and I know the session's up, but the governor's eyes more than the session, and it's been a very quiet governorship that way, I think.
I don't know that I completely agree with that. Kenny Gwynn certainly was omnipresent.
Half an hour on the show, 45 minutes in the hallway.
Yeah, there you go. Brian Sandoval wasn't. I mean, Brian Sandoval didn't.
He was horrible.
He
for the media.
Yeah, he didn't open up. I was going to say, he didn't open up to the media very often. He was visible when he wanted to be. And when he was, it was generally very positive, particularly as his term went on. I mean, his first session was a disaster. By 15, it's like, wow, he was able to get that passed. And so there's a process there as well. So Sisolak just has a different style. He's certainly not as mediagenic as Sandoval.
But I mean, you know, that's what's surprising to me is that as the chairman of the Clark County Commission, he was all over everything. He was a very public figure, very easy to get for an interview, mm-hmm. going back to his Board of Regents days. He was fine on the campaign trail, and now it seems like staff has just locked him up. That they were even missing somebody handling public relations for a while. They now have somebody back on staff, but it was just it's just been interesting, and I hope that he reverses course and starts talking to the media more often, because when you can count the number of full-length interviews he's done on less than the fingers of one hand, and we're in August, that's pretty sad.
And there, I'll make a defense of him. Comparing what he was on the Clark County Commission, where you have regular meetings and you are part of it and you are the leader, you're going to be in the media more. Even though you could argue that the governorship is more important than the chairmanship of the Clark County Commission, although I'm sure there are people from Clark County who would disagree, that is a more visible and particularly right out in front role.
Okay. I will accept that, but Mike O'Callaghan was famous as governor for calling reporters at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and yelling at them for whatever he didn't like that they had written about. So, you know, my phone is always on. We'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with our two professors of political science. Eric Herzig is from UNR, Fred Locken is from TMCC. Fred, starting with you here. So let's talk about the media. You know, at this point, Gannett has been purchased by Gatehouse. Not a great company as far as, you know, news coverage. They tend to cut rather than put money in, which is the exact opposite of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, where because of Sheldon Adelson's money, they were able to expand dramatically. What do you think the state of the media, radio, television, newspapers, online, is at this point?
Well, and you also
for
have
political coverage.
For political, you also have the Sinclair effect with two stations in the market and
try seven stations across Las Vegas and Reno.
There you go. The reality is that it's indicative of just how radically media has changed in this country. The RGJ is a poster child of it, as the building now becomes perhaps the police facility. It's not even published in the city, it's down in Carson City. The staff, if you took the photo, would fit on a postage stamp now from where it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And all of the experience and wisdom and understanding of political politics in the state of Nevada has now retired or basically been forced into retirement. So it's really tragic. Public affairs programming has disappeared on all of the networks. Nevada Newsmakers is now the flagship for us. Thank God it's lasted for so many decades.
Thank you.
But, you know, there, it's tragic that there was a time when there was, you know, you would just have a round robin of interview programs that would be available for the public to know what's going on. And all of that now has disappeared. I think it's a sad testimony.
Eric?
I can't, I mean, ditto. I mean, it's just, I watch particularly the coverage, well, the coverage shrinks along with the size of the paper. I mean, I'm old, I love to read my paper copy, but some sections are like four pages. It's smaller than the Nevada Sagebrush, which is the UNR publication. You can say, well, so what? The big so what is, first off, you get national stories that just get repeated, and they're more human interest stories, and the lack of coverage of local politics or state politics, and the people, you know, think, you know, Ray Hager, for example, forced out, let's say, or left, whatever. It's just not there. There aren't enough reporters.
I got to point out, he retired, he took a buyout, and now works for Nevada Newsmakers.
Yes. But that's, in a sense, a huge loss when you have a number of people that I can remember, I'm sure Fred can too, we would interact with regularly. Now, rarely. And it's not, I hope that's not ego at all. It's more like there's no coverage here. They might get one story.
But it was interesting. Ray interviewed Brian Duggan, who's the editor now of the Reno Gazette Journal, and asked why no coverage of the Sparks City Council. And it was kind of like, well, nobody really cares. And that what could be less true?
Although they cover Yarrington a lot.
Well, there you go. Actually, I mean, that's a problem with Sparks, a city of 110,000 and no media whatsoever. I mean, the local paper is a weekly and doesn't really cover much at all. But that's kind of the norm increasingly in the United States. I was going to get back to a point that Eric had too. I mean, that we had so many that were Nevada-born, like Dennis Myers, and that covered the legislature and our political process over the years. Now, with the corporate takeovers, they're brought in from some other state. They assume whatever state they're in, that's exactly how Nevada works. You don't see the intelligence. You don't see the depth of understanding. And hence, you lack the analysis that we get from Ray Hager on Nevada newspapers. But it's pretty much absent in most of the other news sources in Nevada today.
And yep. I would say that taking into account the biases of the ownership, which occurs with every paper, the Review Journal has done a great job of staffing up and increasing their coverage, but you know, they're one paper in the whole state. Let's take a break. We'll come right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with our professors of political science, Fred Lockin from TMCC and Eric Herzig from UNR. You mentioned Dennis Myers briefly. He passed away recently, a massive stroke. Share with us, start with you, Eric, your thoughts on Dennis, because he really was monumental from a historical perspective as well as from a journalistic perspective.
What multiple people have said, and he was a dogged reporter. When he got into a story, you know, he would ask detailed questions. I'm sure people on the right, he was liberal bias, but no, I think he was a very good researcher, and it's a major loss. It's one of those names that he stayed in the local media, although I would say at a lower level. And he's gone. Other people follow what you were saying. You're losing a lot of, I guess the term is institutional knowledge, and I would say state political knowledge. And so it's obviously a tragedy, is unfortunate, and I don't think there's going to be a replacement.
I loved a phone call from Dennis. He was always near deadline, invariably, but that was the way news used to work. But unlike other interviews, the conversation, discussion, and argument were pretty much, and at the end, I guess Dennis had what he had called for, but it had been a raucous tour de force of a lot of stuff, and he was avidly, not just asking, he was avidly in the conversation. He was disagreeing, and so I loved the man's intellect and his passion and his deep understanding of Nevada. And he did national issues about as breathlessly as he did the local stuff. I mean, it was an honor to be able to do interviews with him. He's just gonna be missed.
Let's turn our attention to the election for president. On the Democratic side, it seems like it's getting winnowed out here, although fascinating that Tom Steyer, the billionaire, is spending a ton of money for name recognition, especially here in Nevada, but also nationally. It seems not to jive for a Democrat to be a billionaire, to be running for the people. I don't know.
I can't make sense of this anymore.
Oh my gosh. You know, when I'm bringing on the experts and they can't make sense of it.
I mean, you've got Donald Trump who's, you know, I represent the little guy. You know, I'm one of you. And it's like, aren't you kidding me? You've got
we just ordered our gold toilet at the house. Come on.
Yes, and Melania Trump and I are really good friends with Kim Jong-un. It's just, you just watch it unfold, and Steyer wants it. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. But I don't think...
The John Connolly of 2020?
Connolly had more experience.
Hang on one second. We only got about 20 seconds here, so Fred, you get the last 20 seconds.
It's the new normal. It's really rough to teach politics in 2019. We're off the rails. I don't know what 2020 is going to look like.
And that's where we have to leave it. Oh, my goodness. We're in trouble, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.